Hello, I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman. Welcome to Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast. Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast is a ministry of Whitfield Pentecostal Fellowship Church for the purpose of the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our aim is to preach good tidings to the meek, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Also, you can hear our broadcast at your convenience at whitfieldpfc.org, our website. We'll be telling you more at the end of the broadcast how you can receive or find copies of this message. I hope you enjoy today's broadcast. May God bless you. Starting in verse number 1, we will read 7 verses of Scripture. Amen. See what the Lord has for us. Amen. This morning. Jude 1, the Word of God says, Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called, mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained of this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness, under the judgment of the great day. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. For a little while this morning, principles of salvation. Amen. We're living in a more and more confusing world. Amen. Even among professing Christianity, amen, we have such diverse doctrine. Amen. Diverse doctrines. Amen. And we have a whole lot of things, and we will look through the Word of God, and we have the prosperity gospel business that has been, I'm telling you, and that's prosperity is their God, by the way. Hello. But I will quote an old brother that's done going home to be with the Lord, and one of the great servants of God, Brother B.H. Clendenin, amen, when he said, the greatest temptation that has taken any nation or any people is prosperity. Amen. I believe that Brother Clendenin was dead on, because this book backs that up. David, when he didn't seem to have any problems and he thought it was all in the bag, amen, walked up on the top of the roof and the enemy set the snare for him, and he fell when things were well. He didn't fall when they were bad. Amen. God said to Israel in the book of Deuteronomy, amen, Jeshurun, when you've gone into the land of Canaan and you ate crops that you didn't plant, you've lived in houses that you didn't build, and amen, and you've ate from fruit from vineyards that you didn't grow, amen, then you're going to grow fat and you're going to kick against the Holy One of Israel. Amen. And what it did, Israel failed when things were good. Amen. Most every time in this book that you find when people fall away from God, it's when things are good, when prosperity is rolling. Amen. People don't think they need God anymore. Amen. Somewhere along the line. I don't know where they got that from. Amen. Job, the pre-diluvian man. Amen. That said, amen, that God had blessed richly. He's the richest man of the East. Amen. The Word of God says, but when he had been blessed, he did not forget God. Amen. When he, when all, in one afternoon, he has lost his wealth. He has lost his family. Amen. And that one afternoon, after he has lost all of that, they find Job in sackcloth and ashes, and he's just saying these words, "The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away, but blessed be the name of the Lord." Job knew that all of the goodness and all of the blessings and all of the wealth had come from God. Amen. God could brag on Job. Why could God brag on Job? Only because Job depended on God. Amen. If we don't depend on God, God can't trust us. Amen. Why should God trust fallible man? Amen. God doesn't trust man. He trusts what he puts in man. Amen. Come on. He trusts that new creature. Hello. Amen. He trusts folks that'll trust him. Amen. So if I don't trust God, God can't trust me. Amen. You get that? Amen. This morning I said, if we don't trust God, God can't trust us. Amen. If I don't depend on God, God can't depend on me. Amen. Hallelujah. If you don't depend on God, God can't depend on you. Amen. Let's just put it that way. Salvation. Now, I want to look at salvation. Jude here, amen, writing somewhere around 90 A.D. Amen. Jude, you will notice that he didn't open up saying, I'm the half-brother of Jesus. Amen. He didn't open up bragging about his fleshly relationship with Christ. Amen. But he opened up bragging about dealing with his spiritual relationship with Christ. Amen. The servant, he says, what did he say? He's the servant of Jesus Christ. I'm not his brother and by some fleshly means. I'm the servant of Jesus Christ. Amen. Understand something. It's not our natural relationships that are important in a sense of spiritual things. It's our spiritual relationship with God. Amen. That is important. Amen. If we don't have that relationship right, then nothing else can be right in the life. Hello? Amen. No, if we get ourselves right with God, amen, then we look at what the law says, amen, of the Ten Commandments, and it says there are six, amen, commandments that deal with our horizontal relationships. Amen, my relationship with God can't be right unless my relationship with man is right. Hello? Amen. Six things that God says I have to deal with down here, dealing with my fellow man. Amen. Four things in that Ten Commandments deal with my relationship with God. But they're tied together. Amen. We live in a world that has tried to change things. Take a look at our world, man. When you talk about change, we have seen drastic change. Amen. And those changes have been drastic in the last 8 to 10 years. There has been such great change. Amen. In the world that we live in, amen, it has almost become absolutely, amen, dangerous to talk about, amen, certain types of sin anymore, because people want to act like that you have no right to name or to deal. We live in a time when perversity is elevated above living right and holy living. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. That's exactly the truth that we're living. That's the world we're in. Hello? Amen. Well, Brother Joe, does God's salvation work in this kind of world? Indeed it does. Amen. No matter what kind of world, no matter if we're living on this side of the world or where Brother Isaac is over in India, amen, the same salvation works no matter where, amen, you live out on the globe, God's salvation works. Amen. Aren't you glad that there is something in the world that is absolutely efficient and effective? Amen. So here in the book of Jude said, amen, he's dealing with people tampering with salvation. Amen. And tampering with the gospel. Amen. We've been doing that a number of years. Amen. And so he opens up offering mercy, peace, and love. Amen. Unto them. Thank God. We need mercy and we need peace and we need the love of God. Amen. I'm telling you, we need it more than ever before. Amen. So Jude said, when I write unto you, I gave all diligence. Amen. To write unto you concerning, amen, the common salvation. When he says the common salvation, he's not talking about degrading salvation. He's talking about what is commonly accepted as salvation. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. I want to tell you something. What is sometimes called salvation today is not salvation. You hear me? Amen. You can't be saved by shaking a man's hand. Amen. You must, if you don't deal with the one that can save you. Amen. Listen, Brother Joe can't save you. Amen. The Assemblies of God, the Church of God, the Methodist, the Baptist can't save you. Jesus is the author of eternal salvation. Amen. Oh, thank God. Amen. Then we have Oprah who says there's more than one way. I hate to tell her you need to read the book, sugar. Amen. Because there's only one way, amen, that a man, a woman, boy, or girl can be saved. Amen. Except we come by Jesus Christ, we have no access in, amen, unto the Father. Amen. And therefore, we have no means of finding that glorious work of God. Amen. Maybe hurry this morning. I want to get to where I'm going. When I gave all diligence, he said, concerning that common salvation, he meant that you earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. There needs to be some contending in the world today. Amen. I look around me. Amen. And I see various organizations, amen, that were basically started by godly men. Amen. Come on. I'm talking, we got founding large organizations of churches in this country founded by men, I mean, that laid their life on the line. It could be said that the Episcopalian movement was started by, amen, Latimer and Ridley, amen, who gave their head, amen, or rather they gave their life at a stake being burned because they would not bow, amen, to Catholic doctrine. Amen. Come on to Brother Joe. Amen. And they, I'm telling you, they, what would they do today, amen, when that same church that basically they come out of, amen, or they founded, amen, has turned around and began to promote, amen, all manner, amen, of ungodliness and promoting homosexuality in the pulpit. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. They would roll over in their grave. Amen. Hear me. Amen. Something is wrong. You hear me? Amen. When men begin to say, well, Brother Raven, he'll put it in these words. He said, I now see where we're trying to sanctify iniquity. Amen. You can't sanctify iniquity. Amen. You can't sanctify sin. Amen. Listen, if I'm going to come and follow Jesus, I'm going to have to do what? I'm going to have to lay down my life. I'm going to have to deny myself, take up my cross, and follow Christ. Amen. I can't. You can't come. You can't tell God, you got to save me this way. Amen. No, sir. God's salvation is already ordained. It's already established. Amen. And if I'm going to have a part in it, I'm going to come to Jesus. Thank God. Amen. And we shall sing it a song. Just the blood, it tears my plea. The blood that cleanseth me. Amen. Thank God. Oh, precious. That old song says, it's the blow that makes me white as snow. No other fount do I know. Amen. I'm telling you, there's only one fountain. Amen. Flowing from that mountain. And that fountain is Christ. Amen to God. And His blood still cleanses from sin. Amen. Brother Joe, I know there's one organization, they took the blood out of their song books. Amen. You don't have anything left to sing about. Amen. Once you remove the blood, are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Amen. Are your garments white? Amen. My. Are they white as snow? Amen. Washed by that blood. Amen. Listen, without the blood, no man can come to God. Amen. If you look to the Old Testament, there's nothing that's in the Old that's not in the New. If you look there, amen, there had to be the shedding of blood. Without that shedding of blood, there's no remission. Amen. We're living in a time when people want to say somehow or another that you can find another way to heaven. Amen. I've come to declare this morning that there is only one way of salvation. Amen. You can't earn your way there. You can't do enough good works to get there. Amen. Brother Joe believes in, amen, good works follow, amen, being born again. I believe if Christ lives in my heart, good works are going to be the outcome. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. But you can't go down and do good works and say, God, you got to let me in because I've done this and that and the other. Amen. I've learned to them people. Oh, listen, my righteousness, your righteousness, that's what this book says, is as filthy rags in the sight of God. Amen. Oh, amen. No wonder the Apostle Paul said that I may be found in Him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but the righteousness that is by faith. Amen. Of Christ. Hallelujah. I've been born again, washed in the blood. Amen. My name's been written down in the Lamb's book of life. Amen. Here comes Jesus' disciples and said, oh, look here, Master. Even the devils are subject unto us. And Jesus said, well, don't you rejoice because the devils are subject unto you. Rather, you rejoice because your name is written in the Lamb's book of life. Amen. My. Amen. It means something to be part of the family of God. Amen. I want to look just real quick at a few things. Jesus Christ is the only Savior. There is no other. Amen. If there would have been another, why would God send His only begotten Son to come and die on an old rugged cross if there's another way? Amen. If we could have been good enough, amen, then God sent His Son for no reason whatsoever, but He didn't do that. Amen. Man was found dead. When Adam and Eve sinned in that garden, amen, I want to tell you, they died a spiritual death in that garden. Amen. Now listen, amen, dead folks can't do anything. Dead folks are bound. Come on, you roll that person up here in that casket, you can talk about them, you can do anything else, they can't get up. Amen. Now, what does that mean, Brother Joe? That means we had to have somebody besides ourselves, amen, help us out of that mess that we was in. Come on. Amen. You were born. We are dead in trespasses and sins. Amen. Ephesians chapter 2. Amen. But God, who is rich in mercy, thank God, God moved. The Word of God says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, that first man, God made a living soul. Amen. That last Adam, amen, what did He do? He made him a quickening spirit. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. The word quicken means to give life. Amen to God. Jesus is that last Adam. Amen to God. Hallelujah. He came. What did He come to do, Brother Joe? To quicken our spirit. Amen. To give life for that dead man. Hallelujah. I was dead. Amen. In trespasses and sins. Amen. Brother Danny asked me to write a short biography. Amen. Somebody said, you mean you're going to get them to do anything short? Amen. So short biography. So I was writing some articles for the publication for the group I'm ordained with. Amen. And so I thought about it. Amen. January the 13th. 1985, about right where that box is right there. Amen. I went from death unto life. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. You talk about I went from being dead to abundant life. Amen. That's a big change. I said that's a big change. Amen. From being bound in trespasses and sins. Amen. From being under the knuckle of the enemy. Amen. And under the control of the God of this world. Amen. God come by, loosed all the bonds. Amen. Didn't take Him but a second, bro. Amen. Brother James didn't take Him but a second to do it. Amen. Oh, come on with Brother Joe. Amen. That man in the Gadarenes. Amen. The devils lived in him that called themselves Legion. Because we are many. Amen. At one word, He loosed him from all of those devils. Go was the only word that He said. Amen. And immediately they had to leave. Hallelujah. I can tell you, He broke my captivity. Amen. Oh, Joe cried in the end of that book. He's turned my captivity. Amen. He's turned things around. When Job met the condition of God, amen, and he prayed for them, amen, and worthless fellows that had come to supposedly comfort him, but all they'd done was confuse him, amen, and accuse him, amen. But when he prayed for him, amen, suddenly God turned everything the devil done, turned it all the way around. Amen. Woo! What a mighty God we serve. Amen. That's why I sung that song, Power in the Name, in the Authority of Jesus. Amen. He hasn't lost any of that authority. Amen. I know sometimes the devil comes by and he tries to dampen that and darken that. You know what happens when we allow him to do that? Our faith withers. Hello? Oh, listen, Jesus, if we look at the Great Commission in Matthew chapter 28, He said, all power in heaven and earth. All power. A-L-L. All power. Hello, Mr. Biden. You don't own all power. Amen. The man that I work for, his name is Jesus. All power. He said, in heaven and earth is given unto me. And then He turns around and delegates that power. Amen. To the church and says, therefore, go ye into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. Amen. Amen. Baptize and go where? Amen. And what? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. He that believeth, amen, shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. Amen. He give power to the church. Amen. In that great commission. Amen. He didn't give us a little bit of fuzzy power. He gave power over the enemy. Hello. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. God's salvation ain't some weak thing. Amen. It's not some puny thing. Amen. Listen, I want to show us how big God's salvation is. Listen to the Apostle Paul. Listen to Brother Joe. Amen. He's the Apostle Paul, but he's not a superhuman. Amen. He's man. Elijah done some wonderful things by God's power and ability through him, but he wasn't a superman. Amen. Listen to what the Word of God says. Amen. He said, Elijah was a man of like passions such as you and I. And he prayed. Wow!
Oh, come on. Amen. Now let's just get back to the Apostle Paul. He ain't a superman either. He's a man of like passions, just like you and I. And what did the Apostle Paul say? I can do all things. I'm going to let that sink in. All things. Through Christ, which strengthens me. Through Christ. Amen. You mean to tell me, listen to what Jesus said to His apostles. Amen. Nothing shall be impossible unto you. Nothing. You know why a lot of things become impossible to us? Because somewhere along the line, we don't believe in the all power, amen, that God has delegated to the church, amen, and to the believers in the body of Christ. Amen. No, sir. Amen. You know, the faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. I got to hear what God's saying. Amen. I got to believe what God's saying. Amen. That's one of the points I'm going to get to in salvation. Amen. Believing God and obeying God are all integral to salvation. Amen. If I don't believe God, amen, then I won't obey God and I can't have salvation. Amen. Why, Brother Joe? Because I have to believe God. Hebrews chapter 6, amen, said, he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Amen. I can't, listen, God ain't calling me just to believe that Jesus existed. Amen. He wants us to believe that He is who He says that He is. If I don't believe that, amen, then I'm not going to go a step further. Come on with Brother Joe. But if I believe He's who He says He is, amen, then I have a continuing path in obedience unto God. And what can I expect but what He said in this book right here? Amen. Amen. Listen, God's not a man that He should lie, but the Son of Man that He should repent. Amen. Everything He says is truth and verity. Amen. This book is not a fairy tale. Amen. It's not some, amen, dime novel. Amen. Somewhere. No, sir. It's the Word of an Almighty God. Hallelujah. I said it's the Word of Almighty God. Hallelujah. Therein, amen, when I come to Him January the 13th, 1985, I believe that He is who He says He is. Amen. He is, amen, the Christ, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. I believe that, amen, He had all authority over all the power of the enemy. And I believe this morning that He still has all power. Amen. The church better get a hold of that. Better get a hold of that. Amen. Why, Brother Joe? When terrible times come, we don't have to believe He's who He says He is. Or that world will convince us to caterwaul and, amen, and back up and crawfish in a corner somewhere. I done seen too much. That's why we got all major organizations that are trying to, amen, change their doctrines. Come on with Brother Joe. They're trying to get along with that world there. You can't get along with that world, Brother Tony. Amen. No, sir. That world is opposed to God. You're either going to stand with God or you're going to stand with the world. Which we can make a choice on that. Amen. I want to stand with, amen, Joshua says that for me and my house. We're going to serve the Lord. Amen. I want to stand with Joshua, don't you? Amen. God's salvation. God's salvation was so great, amen, that it broke the hold of the demons on that man that lived in the tombs. They couldn't lock him up. Amen. They didn't know what to do with him. They were scared to death of him. Amen. I'm telling you, he cut himself. He howled in the night. Amen. He's a terror. Amen. But at one word, Jesus set him free. Hallelujah. Hey. I've never met a man, amen, that Jesus can't set free. I said, I've never met one. Amen. If they desire to be free, I'm telling you, there is liberty. Amen. The Word of God says, now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Amen. This salvation will set men free. It won't set men free from obedience to God. Amen. That ain't what it's intended to do. It will set them free from sin if they will obey God, love God, amen, and walk with God. God will break every chain. Amen. God will fill in every valley. He'll bring down every mountain. God never said this was a cakewalk. Sing that song to Henson, saying, He never said, amen, it was be like a rose garden or, amen, some little fairy tale dream. Amen. The Apostle Paul, when he's nearing the end of his ministry, he declared and said, I have fought a good fight. Sounds like there was some struggle going on, Brother Tony. Listen, amen, all the victories in Christ, the struggle that we have is to keep following Him and to stay with Him and to believe and to not let the devil steal from us what this book says. Amen. If I'll believe God, now that enemy's going to come war about what you believe. Amen. I said, he's going to come war. If he can get you to doubt God, Listen, I know I may be seem rambling. We just following what God's leading me this morning. Listen, amen. When Jesus' disciples would make a mistake, what was Jesus' correction to them? Oh, ye of little faith, wherein did you doubt? It was doubt that caused them to stray or not take keep a hold of what God said. Amen. If we begin to doubt God, then we'll begin to believe that world, or we'll begin to believe the lies that the enemy try to sow in our mind. Amen. Listen, we've had two horrible years. Amen. And we've had more propaganda. Amen. Strode upon this nation and this people. Amen. And that there should have been a lot more dependency upon, amen, this book, and believe in the truth and try. Listen, if when we get what we believe in more than we believe this, we're in trouble, Brother Tony. We are in trouble. Amen. Why? I want to tell you, we fixing to go down a primrose path to in the wrong direction. Amen. I don't care how many letters a man's got after his name, how many degrees they hold. Amen. I don't care where they've been to school. Amen. None of that matters to me. Amen. If they depart from this book right here, amen, the Word of God said, let them be anathema unto you and I. Amen. Look at the numbers that follow this prosperity gospel. And Mr. Amen, man in Texas will have 25,000 folks this morning, and he's lying his mouth off to every one of them. Tell me! Amen. He tell them how that some little fairy tale, he spins all in yarns. I listen to him for 5 minutes, got to shut him off. I can't stand listening to him. Amen. Why, Brother Joe? He ain't telling the truth. You can't, amen, you can't improve your life, amen, with a little bit of self-help and a little power, mind over matter, amen, a little, I'm going to do this and I'm going to buy my way. Come on, you can't do that. Amen. God didn't, listen, He had Jesus made the world. He spoke the world into existence. When nothing was made without Him that was made, that's what your Bible says in John chapter 1. He was in the world. He made the world. He's in the world. But the world knew Him not. This man comes to Jesus and said, hey, I'll follow you. Jesus said, amen, why do I leave here? He said, the box has got holes, amen, the bird's got nests, but the Son of Man ain't got nowhere to lay his head. Woo, off he went. Amen. What do you mean, Brother Joe? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Behold, I say unto thee, he that will follow me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. But behold, I will lead you, saith the Lord. I say unto thee, would a man give in exchange for his soul? Would he give wealth? Behold, whatever that he was, or what would a man give in exchange for that soul? Can you buy? One's buy money, one change one's stature in your body, saith the Lord. I say unto thee, neither can thou change thy life, except you come by my word and by my spirit, saith the Lord, and honor me in obedience and faith. Behold, and then will I deliver you, saith the Lord. Then will I lead you, and then will I change you, and magnify my name in thee, and give you power over all of the power of the enemy, saith the Lord. Amen. We need, amen, power in this world today. And I'm not talking about power with men. I'm not talking about political prestige. Politics is what, a lot of times the church has gone backwards. Amen. You can't change the world's moral, amen, standing by with politics. You can change the politics by getting men's morals corrected by Jesus Christ. We hope that you've enjoyed today's message. If you would like a copy of today's message, you can reach us at pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. That's pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. We'd be glad to tell you how that you can receive copies of the message, the original message. Please let us know by the broadcast date. We hope that we have touched your heart with the gospel, and may God bless you is our prayer.